It is a rare occurrence to have the Prime Minister, the Premier, most mayors, councillors, so many health professionals, all tweeting about something in your community, and it was all centered around the Acting Medical Officer of Health here in Niagara, Dr. Mustafa Hirji, and some online comments that were put out there and spotted by Grant over at the Standard and put into a story. And this is, the community's been talking about it for a couple of days now, so I think you're quite aware of what happened. But what I've seen so many different times through my, reading through everything is, some people saying, who cares? But a number of other people saying, hey, when do we lay charges? Like, at what point is there a discussion here to say, is there something legally that has been done? The Niagara Regional Police put out a tweet saying, look, we're investigating. Won't be mentioning anything any further than this. However, what is that line? Where is the line in the sand along this front? So I figure, why not reach out to Ari Gold, kind of criminal lawyer, and he'll get us some kind of details on where some of this sits. Ari, how you doing?
Matt, great to be on with you.
Hey, I'm guessing you had a chance to look this one over. Amazingly, it was making national news, for crying out loud. Your take on this?
Well, I think from the political point of view, which you mentioned, the Premier, the Prime Minister, Mayor is all over. I mean, this is one of those virtue signaling moments where they all can sort of look good. They all go on to Twitter. It's sort of like after disasters where they all issue thoughts and prayers. There's no downside to them doing it. For my concern as a criminal defense lawyer, there's two parts of the story that are interesting. One is being told by everybody, including politicians. The other one won't be touched with a 10-foot pole. There's no issue with Niagara Police looking into the threats. The threats, some of them are very ugly. Let's put his head on a stick. Let's have him arrested. Let's have him removed by force if necessary. There's no issue with police looking into that. And, Matt, for a long time my views of anti-social media, that the people who do this are literally the dregs of society, and half of them do it with anonymous accounts, and they should be held to account. So no problem with the Niagara Police looking at threats. Now, I'm not so sure in a court of law, if anybody was ever charged with these, which was the nub of your question, that these would really stick and get to proof beyond a reasonable doubt about whether they were, in the context of everything which you look at, how these words were meant to be perceived. No doubt they were flung the doctor's way. And by the way, the doctor seems to be the grown-up in the room about this. If you look at his response, he's saying, criticize me all you want, just don't threaten to put my head on a stick. That's a completely appropriate response by the doctor, and he deserves credit for it. But legally, certainly the act is there. The threat was made. Let's put his head on a stick. But from a subjective standard, in a way, of whoever the police would look at, you'd really have to look at if this was somebody blowing off steam. We're not talking like Trump incitement south of the border, which was a big news this week, intending for people to act upon it, arguably. It could have been somebody just saying something inherently stupid on Facebook. That being said, let the police look at the person, let them look at the social media history, or as I call it, anti-social media. The part of the Niagara release, Matt, that really, really bothers me, and you see hints of this in all of the people supporting the doctor, is not just the completely understandable opposition to threats and threats of violence, which everybody opposes. The Niagara Police came out and openly said, we're investigating people who criticized Dr. Hirji. That, to me, reflects really the complete degrading in our society of discourse, disagreement. That, to me, the police service has absolutely no business looking into, and maybe it's somebody who wrote the release for the police service and used that word inaccurately, but as soon as I saw that, I'm like, here we go again with looking to arrest people who express positions that are contrary to the narrative we're all told, which is completely separate from threatening the doctor with acts of violence.
It's one of those things. Like we have to be okay with people voicing their displeasure. And I talked to Dr. Urgy too afterwards, after all this stuff came down the other day. And we have to be okay with that kind of conversation. If somebody doesn't like the policies, somebody doesn't like the way we're doing things, we have to be capable of having that. But at the same time, we need to find. Because we've been seeing this way too much now. Like this, he's not the first medical officer to have threats thrown against him. I know out in BC, there's been some stuff thrown at the medical officer there. I think in Saskatchewan and in one of the Alberta cities, this has been happening a lot. And you called it the anti-social media, but I wonder, like, at what point does it cross that line, like legally, to a charge being laid?
Well, let's look at it. Let's look at what's being reported on a couple mainstream media outlets about what the words were. There was one that says, have him arrested. There's one that says, get him out of there if we have to use force. That's sort of why I made the Trump reference of, you know, where Trump and Giuliani said, fight, 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 do it by combat. The one that's more interesting to me is the head on the stick one. That's the one that would jump out to me if I'm an investigating officer. So there's two ways to look at that. Certainly the threat goes the doctor's way. There's a part of the offense. There's always two parts of an offense. The intention of the person throwing those words and the act and the actual words used. Now, there's probably a lot of people that have sat around a dinner table that have said, I'd like to put X person's head on a stick. It's sort of a turn of phrase when you don't like something that a politician or somebody famous or even your drunk uncle is doing. Like, you know, let's put their head on a stick. Let's serve them up on a stick. That's why I'm not so sure that this is getting into conviction territory. I understand the investigation, but conviction territory would be a very different thing. And the one thing, by the way, that stands out in the reporting is that people have threatened to vandalize his house. Yeah. That, to me, is also a threat that should be taken seriously by a police service. But if it's somebody on Facebook, you know, certainly saying something, crossing an imaginary line, we have, Matt, and this is a general proposition. We have, throughout the last year since the pandemic, you'll see this of videos of people ranting and raving in grocery stores, shopping malls. You'll see it in drug stores where somebody is railing against the cashier or saying that the mask rules are stupid. Now, nobody should do that. I'm not saying anything about the propriety of that. But we've weaponized the criminal law, and this is the important part of the story. We've weaponized the use of criminal legal ramifications and the use of police forces to handcuff people, where more and more people who theoretically are concerned about police overreach are concerned about civil liberties. But now if you say something against the orthodoxy, you'll see people clamoring for police. That's why I don't know that this will rise to the level of charges. I think the police service tries to look like they take it seriously. And certainly you have the tweeting politicians, Matt, as you mentioned in the introduction, that all get brownie points from tweeting their support of this. But anybody who criticizes the doctor, you'd certainly see the prime minister, the premier and mayors all doing very similar things, saying, you know, let's be unified. We're one this. It's unity, 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 unity. The orthodoxy or the counter to that orthodoxy is not allowed, but the criminal law, Matt, and this is the takeaway, we need to stop using the criminal law when people hear language they don't like or disagree with.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, as I look at it from where I sit, I don't see anything that crossed the criminal line in this. But I wonder, like, is that because you call it that imaginary line or whatever? Do we use a different line in the courtroom for online as opposed to somebody standing in front of somebody's face and telling them they want to put their head on the stick?
Well,
like, do we treat them differently? I guess
it's a great question. So there's a couple ways to look at it. Let's look at one of the threats where even I, given everything I've said, I would erase it and say, well, hold on, this is one where if I'm the police, I may think to lay a charge. Somebody said, let's vandalize his house. Now, if somebody went on Facebook or Twitter or some equally stupid site and said, look, Dr. Hergy lives at 1234 Smith Drive, and he's home from, you know, 9 at night till midnight, go vandalize his car, go throw rocks at his window, that's a very, very different fish. There's also, in the criminal code, there are provisions for defamation, because a lot of what these discussions are about, saying something nasty or something that we don't like about somebody else. So this line is a little bit different and developing right now, because one of the things I've talked about for a long time is that the internet seems to make people feel like they can say anything. Yeah. Half of them do it behind these anonymous egg-shaped avatars rather than using their real name. I don't think anybody should be able to use Facebook or particularly Twitter without their real name and real identity being literally there for the public to see. I think that's a huge problem in anti-social media, that you can do this anonymously. But the courts are now starting to understand, to your question, Matt, that it used to be 30, 40 years ago, you issue a threat literally to somebody. You'd call them up on the phone and say, I'm going to kill you, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, as you mentioned, a lot of things are being said online, but courts also have to be careful that people are expressing criticism or disapproval. They're using poor choices of words, but the threat isn't intended to be taken seriously or realistically. Even if the doctor, even if the doctor himself in this case, doesn't really sweat the threat or isn't intimidated by it, it doesn't mean the criminal code won't respond. But when you have to take a step back and look at the intention of the person issuing the stupid threat, the stupid words, you really have to dig into what is it that they meant at the time. Were they just expressing something in a way that would be very different from Matt Holmes expressing a disapproval of a government policy because that person is an idiot and uses really terrible words? Yeah. You may look at it like that way, but as soon as they start talking about violence and bringing violence upon a person, I have no issue with the police taking a look at that.
Yeah, that intent, I think, Linus, where it's become increasingly tough, right? I think that's what kids have been dealing with, and we've talked about online bullying and the impacts that it has on the youth of today. To me, it feels like the adults in the room haven't figured that out yet, to be honest with you.
Well, there are very few, quickly, Matt, adults in the room right now when it comes to our discourse. We're seeing our discourse coarsen. We're seeing it go where only one direction is allowed. You see that out of, mainstream media from the New York Times. You see it out of Hollywood with some recent events in Hollywood in the last few days, where certainly very famous people seem to have been forced to apologize for saying not massively controversial things, but they're all writing essentially hostage letters. That's why I started, Matt, with what I said to you just before, and that the doctor himself deserves a lot of credit, because in his series of 7 tweets about this, and again, I hate talking about tweets, it's just, I hate everything anti-social media, one of them was very specific. Disagree with me all you want. Disagree with my policies. I'm trying to do what's best. Disagree with me, but it should be civil. And that is something that people should listen to the doctor about, because he's the one that could have gone all over Twitter and saying, arrest everybody. And to his great credit, he has expressed no such wish.
Yeah, he took a calmer approach to this, that's for sure. Aria, I appreciate the chat today. It feels like we've got, even the court systems and everything is trying to figure out how this online world maybe works within all of this. But it's something that a lot of folks have been talking about.
You're absolutely right, Matt, and look for these changes to come at very, very quick speed in the next year or two, because people are waking up to the fact that most of our lives are very sadly spent online.
Yeah, sadly is right. Ari, thanks a lot for the chat.
Pleasure, Matt.
Take care. There's Ari Goldkind, criminal lawyer.